You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to Episode 12, Real Estate Customer Relationship Management Software. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I got a special announcement I want to get out of the way right away. We started a new Facebook group called Real Facts in Real Estate. If you want to go ahead and go over there and join the group, we'd be happy to accept you if you're an upcoming real estate agent, mortgage professional, or anybody else looking to get into real estate, or you just want to learn more about real estate. Today we're going to talk to you about customer relationship management software, or as we like to call it here, client relationship management software. The only reason for that difference is we never consider people customers here. I consider a customer someone that buys something and walks out the door, whereas a client is a lifelong relationship. But for the purposes of looking it up online, you're going to have to look under customer relationship management software. In the industry, there's a lot of different customer relationship management softwares available, or for short, we're going to call it CRM to make it easier. One of the most common ones used by agents would be the ones within programs we're already using, such as Zillow, Dotloop, or MLS. These are CRMs that are already given to us for memberships that we're already paying for. While these ones work, they're very weak, and a lot of times a lot of us hate to give the info to it because we realize we're building out the data for our own enemy, such as Zillow, MLS, or Dotloop. When you're putting in the information there, a lot of times you're giving company the right to all your information, phone numbers, email addresses, and everything for your clients. So I highly suggest using your own CRM that's off-site, off of those ones, and within your own control. Some of the other ones that are known throughout the industry that people are using would be Lion's Desk, Pipedrive, Top Producer, Salesforce, and a few others. There's an endless supply of CRMs out there. It's all about what works for you. And at the end of the day, any CRM is better than no CRM. A CRM will absolutely make you a better agent every day of the week. So make sure no matter what you're using, you're at least using one. And when you use one, make sure you maximize the whole entire potential of the CRM you're using by making sure you're filling out all the data fields and making sure you're doing the research and putting in the correct information. Take your time when entering information into a CRM to make sure it's correct, because a lot of the things that we'll talk about in the future of this podcast here go through things like automation, and broken information put into the data fields is going to lead to broken automation. Ultimately, there's nothing that even the best tech geek in the world can do. When you're putting the wrong information in, it will not get to the right people, or it will be sent out on the wrong days, or it'll be sent out in the wrong format. So for the purposes of today, we're going to talk a little bit about the CRM that we at Movementum Realty have. We have a custom-built CRM called Bitrix 24. We use that here. It's not exactly user-friendly unless you have an IT professional, which we have a full-time IT professional on staff, but what it is very customizable and able to be built out to exactly what you need. So let's talk about some of the different things that are available in a good CRM. In a good CRM, sections-wise, you're going to have leads, contacts, deals, tasks, email, automations, reminders, calendars, drives, and a lot of the tools. Ultimately, a good CRM is going to replace about 15 to 30 different programs that you'd be using to keep up to date with all different things. Everything from Google Drive to your calendar, they're all going to come down to one place. And then they're also going to simulcast to all these other places that you need them to come up, like your calendar to go over to the Google Calendar or your iPhone calendar or any others. When you have a good integrated software with automation, it can move these items place to place, making sure they're all correct at the same time. One of the first groups we're going to talk about, we'll do it in order of how we actually work as a real estate company, would be leads. So when a lead comes in, it's categorized into different statuses. We have all different statuses at our company, like Zillow, phone call, email, Zbuyer, personal contact, and a few others. With each one of these lead lines, where we have the different statuses, we can create a different task to kick off through automation daily. This is really nice because when you have a lead come in order to make sure you're doing the correct follow-up or you're going about the whole process in the correct fashion, we, through automation, have assigned you the different things to do. So what this means is, say you have a new lead come in. On day one, it'll automatically assign you what's called a task. A task is a thing where it's going to tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. When you do a task, you hit finish and it completes it. So on day one, your original lead task may be call and email the task. Along with that's going to come some general oversights and possibly some scripts of what to say, when to talk to them, and how to follow up. As you continue to complete these different tasks and the lead goes day by day, Eventually, either the lead becomes a contact or the lead falls out. If the lead falls out through automation, which automation is something that happens through the computer doing it, not actually physically us, automation saves us a lot of time because the computer knows at day 13 for certain lead statuses to send the lead back into what we call the farm. We can go over the farm in just a little bit here. But when you're working with automation, this means that as long as you continue to follow through your tasks, either that lead is going to become a contact or they're going to fall out. And again, they're going to run into that farm. The farm is something where we send all leads to that haven't quite reached back out to us, been a little bit cold to us, but we want to work with them through different things like automatic emails or through follow-up in a few months. No lead is dead until they give us one signal or the other. They're either buying or flying. They're either go or no go. We never say, okay, they didn't reply, let's just let that one go. But again, this is something that'll be very complicated to do without a CRM, because if you didn't have a place to store all these contacts, or if you were just doing it on pen and paper, you may forget about certain ones. But through automation, we can put that lead into the farm and then pull it back out in 3 months and reassign it to another agent and get it working again. If the contact said they wanted to move forward, instead of landing in the lead farm, they would then become a contact. If they said they wanted to go and they're ready to go look at houses, they may become a contact in a deal. But for this, let's go over contacts. A contact is just like any other contact card. It's a place where you can store information about the client. Things that you would store in there would be their name, phone number, email address, actual address, and any other information you find pertinent about them. This is somewhere where the CRM makes you a mastermind, because you can find out things like if they have pets, if they have children, when their move dates are. Anything and everything you can imagine you can find out about someone, you can put in here in their contact card so that every time you talk to them or any time one of your team members talks to them, they'll be able to pull up this information and see right away, okay, they have two children named Zach and Kim, and they also have a dog named Philip. And you'll be able to say, oh, hey, how's the dog doing? Last time we talked, he was at the vet because he had just gotten bit by a tick. Is he okay? This is going to create a personal relationship with the person. The other thing that you can do within contacts is you can set yourself reminders for your calendar. You can set phone calls, emails, or other tasks you need to do. So this means you can put in 1 month from now, I'd like to call this person. This is a great practice, especially when you're trying to grow your circle of influence, because a lot of us say, oh, I'm going to call these people or I'm going to get back to them, but then we simply forget when we get busy. When you put this stuff into the contact manager, it's going to remind you time and time again exactly when you need to call that person. When you go in and check your tasks that morning, it's going to tell you, call this contact about this information. Or the other thing you can do is put in tasks. If that contact said to you, hey, can you take a look and see at the town hall about this property? You could write yourself up a pretty good amount of notes and move it over to a task. And then that way there, tomorrow when you get into work, it says go by town hall and find out this information. That way there, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to reach out to this contact as soon as I finish this task and find out this information. There's other things you can do throughout contacts, like set automatic emails to go off, set up birth dates, set up all different things like an anniversary date. Anniversary dates are one of the ones we use for when a client buys a home. We set in that they bought a home from you a year ago. It kicks off every year reminding you that they bought that property. Again, another way to continue to grow that circle of influence and to continue to be the agent that isn't just about selling the home, but is about the after follow-up and making sure you take care of that. The other thing you can do with that is after the deal, set up a lot of different other follow-ups, like the five-year CMA or any other information that you should be getting back to them. Sometimes people forget that just because they don't reach out to us doesn't mean we shouldn't reach out to them. On the contacts, the things that I most highly suggest you definitely have for everybody would be name, phone number, email, a photo of them, the actual address that they live at, and any information as far as children and pets that you know about. That way there, as you continue to grow your business and you eventually take on team members, that you don't have to teach them about every one of your contacts, that they also know all about the contacts. After you create a lead and a contact, commonly the next thing we're going to do is create a deal. Deals are one of the more advanced things of having a CRM system. If you have it set up correctly, you can have it remind you every single step of the deal. Here at Movementum Realty, we have a really, really advanced thing called a deal card. What this does is every single time you start off a deal, it automatically, yes, automatically creates a folder. That means that you have a place to store the documents to do with your deal, including subfolders of folders, such as photos or additional information, so that way there your deal is super organized. As you work your way through the deal, it reminds you of everything. First, it starts off with things like get the pre-approval, and ends up closing off with things like closing checklists and other items like that. While you're working your way along a deal, you never actually physically have to move the deal. You go through the tasks and the deal moves itself. Each time you complete a task, the computer knows what the next task is and it tells you. And this is great because when you're doing a deal, there's actually lots and lots to remember. And as you're working your way through the tasks and you get really busy and you're working more than one or two deals at a time, it's a constant reminder that when you sign into your tasks, you're going to know what's up next and you're not going to forget about the simple things of the deal like going into the MLS system and updating the status or any of these other things. The other thing that's great about this is a place where we can use a lot of automation. Automated emails are a really good help. One of the places we use automated emails throughout the process of a deal at Movementum Realty would be the most important things, which are the state mandated emails that have to go out, such as the home inspection fact sheet or the smoke detector fact sheet from the state. These emails are set up so that as soon as you create a deal, they're going to go off when it's the time, not just at any time, but when it's the time. So when you click off on the task that you just got an accepted offer, it's going to send out the email that tells the person, hey, you have the right to a home inspection, and here's the information on it, which means that you've followed the state's mandated rules about having that out, and it also goes out to them timely. This way here, you're not like, oh, geez, I didn't send out that thing, and I'm sending it out late. One thing I commonly found about agents as a broker working in this industry is that a lot of stuff is done late. Unfortunately, we constantly use the term deadline as the date to do it. That's not true. When we have P&S or we have home inspection or we have any of these other items throughout a deal, every single time the date that's done with them is actually the deadline, but for some reason, agents constantly find it to be the time to actually do it. What this leads to is having clients that are always in the dark, that are always running after things and always doing things last second, and it makes them actually believe that a real estate deal is hectic even though it takes about 45 days to complete. That's completely unnecessary, and with a thing like CRM, you can automate different emails and you can make it so much easier for them because the moment they get an accepted offer, they know, okay, it's time to schedule a home inspection. With a well-written email with the home inspector fact sheet attached, your client's ready. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't call them and follow up and tell them about the home inspection, but it does mean that no matter what, they know about it and they have the information they need. Working your way through deals is a really fun and important way to work a CRM correctly. These CRM deals are going to ultimately make it so that you can have more than one deal running. I actually have an agent right now that has 8 deals running, and they know where every single deal is exactly because all they had to do was check off the tasks. During the process of working the 8 deals, they have the same comfort they would of having no deals going or 100 deals going because they know exactly where they are. So let's talk about tasks. I've mentioned them a lot, and I've said a lot about them in this podcast so far, but I haven't really talked about what they are. A task is any job you have to do. It's basically like a to-do list, except for it's a computer-generated to-do list. Inside a task, you usually have a place where you can write comments, where you can write down go to the town hall and check in with the Board of Health or anything like that that you can think of. Also, you have available within tasks a checklist. So you could say go to the town hall and check in with the Board of Health. And then you could have number 1 through 10 for the different questions you're going to ask them. As we all know, when we go to do things and we get busy, if we don't write down notes, a lot of times we skip over things. By writing out a task ahead of time and setting up a checklist, it gives us the opportunity to constantly remember what we need until we get to there and actually do the task. And then as we're working the task, if there's anything else that pops up in between here and there, we can add it to the task. The other thing that's available on there is notes, as well as deadlines. So you could say this task needs to be done by Monday at 5 p.m. You could also assign the task to other people within the company. So if you worked here at Movementum Realty and you had a broker, an IT professional, and an admin available at your disposal, then it means that you could tie them in on tasks that you need them to know about, which works out great. When you're trying to be a marketing mastermind and you're trying to work out how you're going to have all these deals going and you're trying to work out how you're going to have everything go off at the same time, it's really nice to know that you could assign a task over to the IT department to look at something for you to make sure that it's done by the time you need it to be done and that it doesn't have to be a phone call and an email and you hope they remember to do it. Because just like any other task, once you assign a task to someone, it doesn't disappear unless they click off the finish button. which ultimately, as we all know, leads to a high level of accountability. And accountability in business is everything. There's nothing worse than someone saying to you, hey, did you get that text that I sent you on Saturday night at 9 p.m.? Did you do that? Whereas if you were on a CRM and you went in there at 9 p.m. on Saturday and assigned the task, it doesn't matter until the deadline hits that that job is done. And it also can create a better relationship with you and the different people working around you, because it doesn't come off as, why are you bothering me on Saturday night for this deal? You can just put it in there, and then when they get to work the next day, they can take care of those tasks. One of the other advanced parts of working in a CRM system is the email. As long as you have a client and you created their contact card and you put in their email address, our CRM here at Movementum Realty is going to read every single email and file them under the appropriate deals as well as the appropriate contacts. What this means is when you go into that contact card, you can actually see every email that they've sent you as well as every attachment that's been with the email. No longer do you have to go dig through your Gmail box and try to figure out where some email is. You know exactly where it is. It's right next to the contact who sent it. This is awesome. I can tell you, I use it all the time. I'm looking through a deal and I'm just running along and I'm looking for a document that may not have got uploaded to a folder or something. I can check out what one of my agents was doing as long as they have their CRM set up correctly. And I can take the email, open it, grab the document they need, upload it into their folder, and they can have everything right there. The other great part is you don't need to actually leave the program to send an email, which means ultimately you have less windows open and you can work faster with less and less needing to jump back and forth from window to window. With CRM, the biggest thing to remember is that it's only as efficient as you use it. I've been told over the years of working in these CRMs that they can be a little bit to get used to. The thing that I would say to you is take the time that takes to get used to it. Start learning that you can be the best agent you'd ever imagined you could possibly be by getting in there and actually using it. That you'll have a circle of influence that you can't believe. There's nothing like going into a contact card and setting up 6 follow-ups, 2 tasks to send out a birthday card, as well as a Christmas card, 2 tasks to send out an email on the day that they bought their house and the day that you originally met, or anything like this, and realizing that you now have 9 points of contact to 1 contact, and you've done that on every single contact that you have. These reminders that come out throughout the entire process are what are going to make us an ultimate performer. I can tell you that as an early agent, just starting off, you say, why would I need all this? But wait till you get to 1 deal, 2 deals, 3 deals, 5 deals, 10 deals. Wait till you close in 50 houses a year. How are you going to remember all these people in the past? How are you going to remember that no longer do you want to pay companies like Zillow or ZBuyer or any of these other ones like Google, Facebook for ads? You want to build up what they call a referral-based business. How do you think that the great agents in the industry do it? I'm going to tell you the truth right here, right now. The greatest agents of all are all using some sort of CRM system. They're all going out there. They're not remembering all this. They're not putting it in their Google calendar. They're working with a CRM that's highly automated and constantly reminds them of everything they need to do. Calendar integration throughout CRM systems is an amazing feature. The fact that you can integrate your calendar with it means that not only you, but also your admin, your broker, and also your IT team can see when you are doing what, where you're doing what, and they can also assign you calendar dates and tasks. So this means if someone calls in looking for a showing, they know when you're available, which as a team member, somebody that's relying on other people, it's super important for everyone to know what's going on so that they can help you and they ultimately can schedule you as well as you can schedule you to be where you need to be throughout the day. One of my biggest suggestions is to get involved with a company that has a CRM already in. A lot of people are paying about $100 a month, some upwards of $200 a month for a CRM system that's an out-of-the-box CRM system. The problem with an out-of-the-box CRM system is that it's not ready for you. It's not ready because of the fact that it has so many places where you have to put information in that has nothing to do with what you're doing, especially if you're using one that's non-real estate related and has a whole bunch of unrelated boxes. That's one of the reasons you want to come work for a company like Movementum Realty, because we actually have the IT staff right here that if you say to us, hey, how come we have this going on? And we agree with you. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. We can alter that day to make the ultimate experience of the CRM system better for you and overall for the company. Here at Movementum Realty, we take CRM serious. We take all the computer automated stuff serious. The reason being is we know where the market's going. Everybody's scared of the Zillows, the Trulias, the Redfins, and everything like that. We're not scared of them. We're better than them. The reason we say that here is because we know without us, the agents, Without us, the client relationship managers, without us, the people willing to work hard to make sure the person understands how a deal's going, that there won't be anywhere to be. But we also do understand working for the old school way of writing things down in pen and paper or not understanding client relationship management is ultimately going to lead to a failure. If you're looking to learn more about customer relationship management software or looking to join a company that has an unbelievable customer relationship management software available for you for no cost at all, please reach out to us directly. Feel free to email me, call me, or text me anytime. My phone number is 781-535-7505. Again, one more time, 781-535-7505. Again, also make sure you reach out to me through Facebook or join the group, Real Facts on Real Estate. We look forward to talking to you next week. We will go over a little bit more about customer relationship management and exactly how to use it in the modern day business. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll talk to you soon.